Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to this episode of Big 12 Nation. We got a solid, quick preview. Coach Bill Snyder at Kansas State has done a phenomenal job. Been there since 1989, stepped down 2006 to 2008, came back in 2009. He overall is 193-101, 7-10 in bowl games. He's won two Big 12 titles outright. He's won four Big 12 North Division titles, 1998 to 2000. That's when he really hit his stride with the recruits and the walk-ons. And in 2003, obviously, we all know who Darren Sproles is, was still an active NFL player, has one of the longest NFL careers for a running back in general. We know Coach Snyder is a Midwest guy, born in St. Joseph's, Missouri. So that's his area there. That's his dream job. That's his area. Started off as a high school coach, went out to USC, worked in California, did so many things, North Texas, Iowa, and then obviously took over Kansas State and has been phenomenal ever since then. So, hold on 1 second. About the interruption, guys. So, what we have next is Kansas State schedule. Kansas State start off their non-conference at Stanford. I mean, I don't care how you want to put it, Coach Snyder never runs away from a tough team in the beginning of the year. As you remember, a couple of years ago when Auburn was ranked number one, what was that, 13, 14, either 2013, 2014, a couple of years ago. You guys remember Kansas State had Auburn on the ropes at home in Manhattan, Kansas, and almost pulled it off. So, talk to Coach Snyder for that tough non-conference schedule that he's not scared to play. That game was on Friday, guys, September 2nd. So, I think they might be the first Big 12 team playing this year. I have to look into it closer, but I believe it is. And it's 8 p.m. Central Time, so that's our time. Most of the Big 12 schools are in Central Time except West Virginia. That's Eastern time, so West Virginia, it's 7 p.m. for you guys, 8 p.m. For the rest of the Big 12 Nation, and it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a lot of running the football, that old-school 70s, 80s style football. It should be a classic and enjoyable, very enjoyable, I should say, game to watch. All right, then they come back home against Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic has been tough. They've got a lot of kids who played receiver and have made it to the NFL. So they'll come out, you know, fighting. But obviously I think Coach Snyder's running the game. His defense will shut them down. Then they're at home against Missouri State, which should be a good win for them. Now, from September 2nd, this is another thing I like about Coach Snyder is he gets it over with and he fixes things early. So, obviously, they play on September 2nd, but then they don't play again until September 17th. So, he gets the bye weekend right away. I mean, that's very smart to me. Just get the bye week going right after your first game, correct the mistakes after a big game like Stanford. All right, so Missouri State at home, that should be a win. West Virginia at West Virginia, that can go either way. Texas Tech comes to Kansas State. I know when I did the Texas Tech preview, I had Texas Tech winning the game, but you can never count Coach Snyder out. Even last year when they went to Texas and got beat by the Longhorns, and it looked like the Longhorns will go undefeated for the rest of the year, make it to a ball game after beating Oklahoma. Later down the road, Texas tanked, and Kansas State kept doing what they needed to do, and they went 6-6. And they got to a bowl game. I mean, you can't doubt Coach Snyder and what he does with walk-ons. It's ridiculous. So K-State at Oklahoma, that's going to be a tough one for them. Texas comes into town. That should be a tough one for them this year. At Iowa State, Matt Campbell's young blood. Coach Snyder's, you know, legendary blood, as I should say. I give it to Coach Snyder. Coach Campbell is not, I don't think he's ready for that yet, but you never know. he is from Mount Union, and they find ways to win. So, but I give advantage to Coach Snyder in that game. Oklahoma State comes to Kansas State. That will be a tough one for Oklahoma State to get out of Manhattan. That's November 5th. November 19th, they got Baylor, but they go to Baylor. November 26th, they got Kansas State at home. I think they should win that versus Kansas. We'll see, though. That'll be a good rivalry game. And then also you got them going to TCU December 3rd. So looking at the schedule, I don't want to pick which games that Coach Snyder is going to win, but he finds a way to get 6 or 7 wins to get to a bowl game. You just can't doubt the guy. Whenever you think they don't have a chance, they make you look like an idiot. So I'm not doubting. We're picking against them. I'm not picking what games they are going to win, but I'm not going to pick the games that they are going to lose because they surprise me every single time. It's amazing. So hats off to Coach Snyder and K-State. When we come back, I'll go over a quick preview of their roster, who they should have coming back, and that'll be it for the Kansas State Wildcats. I think everybody knows that no matter what, Kansas State will come out with a winning record, and a lot of times come out with a winning record that we don't expect. Big 12 Nation, I'll be back in 1 second. Go over the roster. All right, Big 12 Nation, I am back, guys. So what we have here at K-State is what we know Coach Snyder is known for, and that is running the ball and finding a way to win. Looking over last year's statistics, they had a great run attack. I wonder if Coach will put a little more passion into it this time just to make people think twice before they go against K-State. I really wonder what he will do. So last year, when you look at the rushing, obviously the quarterback led with Charles Jones and Joe Huebner. The running back who led them last year was Justin Simon, and looking at their roster, at least they have Huebner coming back as a senior. So he's one of those big kids that you think that Kansas State is going to have from Cheney, Kansas, 6'5", 211 pounds, is going to be hard as hell to tackle. So that's going to set up their run game just fine, in my opinion. But they lost some guys last year. I mean, Charles Jones is a senior, so him and Huebner coming back next year is what alone is really going to give them a chance to win 7 games, maybe even 8. They may shock us and go 8-4. But, I mean, overall, it looks like with just looking at their roster, it looks like they probably will do the same thing. I mean, they got their rushing attack back. They lost a couple receivers, but they look like they're ready to go. It's nothing that looks bad. Honestly, their top three guys are back. So Deontay Burton, their best receiver, is back, and I already named the two rushers that are back, the quarterback and the running back. Charles Jones is back. You know, last year he rushed for a ridiculous amount of yards, and then Joe Huebner is back, the quarterback, he rushed. So I honestly think they will be dangerous. They both had over 600 rushing yards. Burton had over 500 receiving yards, which is like having 2,000 receiving yards in Bill Snyder's offense, being that all he really does is run the ball, eat the clock, play great defense. So there'll be no joke. I said 6-6, 7-5. I want to say 8-4, but I don't want to jump off the cliff. So we'll see. They open up against Stanford. I cannot wait. Big 12 Nation, It's been great trying to get this movement going, this website going. I'm loving the responses we're getting. I can't wait till we do our weekly show and I actually can have call-ins and everybody talk about what they think is going on in the world of college football, because I really think that's important, that people in this Big 12 fan base, their voice is heard. Because for so long, ESPN just wants to sell us, you know, SEC and Big Ten. And Big Ten is great. I love the Big Ten. I have the utmost respect for them, but mostly it's SEC, and I'm not bashing SEC. It's just like we're going overboard with them. Like, they're the only people out here playing college football. Like, it's not great college football in the Big 12, and that fairly irritates me, and it makes me want to talk about it, which I know plenty of Big 12 fans want to talk about it. And, you know, we have one of the largest fan bases in the country. I mean, it's over 1.5 million, almost 2 million people fill Big 12 stadiums, you know, every weekend or every other weekend, however you want to do it. I mean, our average stadium is 70,000 people. And if you include tailgaters and people just around the town, I mean, we got over 3-4 million people. Just easy, that are just diehard Big 12 fans. I feel like those 4 million people have a right to show love for their team nationally. And let's quit putting this in the back and stop trying to keep us out of bowl games and championship game situations because we don't have a quote-unquote championship game. Well, we don't have 12 teams right now. So when we get those 12 teams back, which I hope we add Cincinnati, and I hope we add a couple other teams that will help, this is a whole other show for this, but I just want to go over this while I got a couple minutes left since the K-State preview is over with. If we get those teams back, even then I don't think we should be pressured into having a game. If we're a top four team, we're a top four team. It shouldn't matter whether we play a game or not, because we all saw what I said a million times, what TCU did to Ole Miss when Ole Miss was quote-unquote the team that beat Alabama a couple years ago, and then Ohio State destroyed Alabama. So year by year, each conference is different, and year by year you have to go about it that way. You can never just go overboard one way. And that's what scares me a lot of time about the politics of college football, is we don't just let people play each other. We try too hard to make the teams that the quote-unquote pollsters make in the one. We try and force them too much to be in the championship game, and it backfired when Ohio State destroyed Alabama a couple of years ago. So, guys, let me get out of here. Big 12 Nation, Kansas State, Coach Snyder, he's the man. You know, he'll do something to make us all proud this year, happy. Good guy, and I hope we can keep his legacy high. I guess next we will go to Iowa State and Coach Campbell. Coach Campbell and his Cyclones had a lot to say at Big 12 Media Day. They had a lot to express about the excitement of the season. So we'll go over their schedule, go over what he is trying to bring there to Ames, Iowa. And from there, we'll go to West Virginia Mountaineers. And after that, we will finish off with TCU, because we know TCU has Kenny Hill, and it's a lot to talk about for the Horned Frogs. And obviously, I can't forget about Coach Stoops and Coach Gundy, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. All right, guys, this is Big 12 Nation. I'll catch you guys next time with the Iowa State preview. Have a good one, guys. We ain't got but less than a week now till people start reporting for training camp and football, especially college football, back. Have a good one, guys. Big 12 Nation.